Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news in incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all.
Whew, you know what? I keep forgetting. No. Cause just because it's Saturday, but I'm actually going to get sassed tonight, and I'm explaining just a little bit on Between the Ropes Radio Live on this Saturday night, April 4th, 2020. Of course, I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury. Now, of course, I didn't forget about my guest. I missed her. It's been like 100 years, but she is back to make her pick for tonight's WWE WrestleMania 36, a whole weekend special, my pay-per-view pick show co-host. My girl is back. Jackie Destiny. Jackie, what's up, girl?
Hey, Ty. How are you doing, Ty?
It's been a long time. I missed you.
I missed you too. It's gonna be a little bit different. We're gonna watch our quarantine mania, but I'm actually really happy. It's like, I mean, unfortunately, the superstars aren't gonna get the fanfare that they're gonna so deserve. But that day will come when the arenas will pack again. But I think it's great that they actually came up with something for us to watch anyway when everything else had to cancel.
You know, Jack, you brought up a good point. The fact that WrestleMania is going to be done without no fans, just, you know, the competitors inside the arena, do you think, you've been in the business for a long time, do you think that will affect the wrestlers tonight and tomorrow night? Because the fans, that's the juice that, you know, that they need. Do you think that will be like a big impact on them?
Absolutely, for the fact that you feed off the fans. The fans are, as the WWE Universe would call it, it's like basically the WWE Universe is Vince is the god. And you feed off that. You feed off the interaction. You feed off the chance. You feed off of everything. But in their case, they know that this isn't going to last forever. And they're so professional. I watch these empty show arenas, and I watch them react like there is a crowd. Cut promos that are amazing, and to show that kind of talent and entertainment and to have that kind of heart to be willing to do that for everyone that's sitting at home, I think it's great.
Exactly. And Jackie, you brought up a really good point. I mean, of course, I know this, we're talking about WWE tonight with WrestleMania, but I really do think AEW, as far as how they've been doing their shows, I think AEW has been doing a phenomenal job with the presentation they've been doing. They've been having some of their talent as the fans. They've been doing a great, great job too, Jackie.
That's a neat twist too.
Yeah, so.
I haven't been able to check them out because I, you know, but.
yeah. But the biggest thing of all that.
But remember, I mean, like, but remember, you still have to do this social distancing. So I'm assuming that the talent that has been put in the ring, because I know everything was taped in advance, and like, you know, they did.
Yes.
From what I understand, they actually did two finishes, so there couldn't be any spoilers leaked, so you have no idea what's going to happen to keep us surprised. But you still have to do that social distancing.
Exactly. They've really been, of course, we're all a wrestling family here. Of course, both shows for tonight, tomorrow night, they've been taped in advance, but as fans looking from the outside, you know, to the inside of WWE WrestleMania 36. Everything's done, but they are going to be showing it live tonight on the WWE Network and as well as on a pay-per-view basis. So definitely you have the network. You're cool. If you want to get on pay-per-view, do what you have to do. But tonight and tomorrow night is WrestleMania 36. And, Jackie, I look at this way. It's like we're getting – I was thinking about this morning. Like, we're kind of getting two WrestleManias, though, if you think about it.
Technically, yes. I mean, last year this time, tomorrow night, I was actually doing this call-in show, and I was at the building.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, you got to rub it in. Thanks.
It's like now,
and
you know,
exactly,
80,
yeah.
2000.
It was 82,000. Actually, I, you know, people may say, Ty, you crazy. Actually, I got to say, Jackie, where was it again last year? It was
New Jersey at Giant Stadium.
Okay, last year New Jersey Giant Stadium.
Last year we did the
pick show last year. We killed it. You were there. You actually promoted me. I think at some point, I think remember you were in the stands and some fans were shooting their picks to you to the show. I don't know if you remember that last year, but you kind of helped the show out last year.
Last year, I mean, I was surrounded by, to my right was New Jersey, to my left was Australia, and in front of me was Ireland.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you look at WrestleMania last year and to this year, what's been going on with the whole coronavirus, and I'm going to say it to Jackie, she's going to say the same thing. Everybody sitting at home, quarantine, be safe, just enjoy WrestleMania, you got your pizza, your wings, just stay and keep your ass at home. Stay at home. That's it. Simple.
Or just listen to the damn guidelines. But I'm actually picturing the post-coronavirus WWE Super Show, too.
Nice.
I mean, you know they're going
to
be the first ones to have the – you know, I can't see them not wanting to be the first ones to have a show that has 80,000 fans.
You know, and think about it too. People say, well, Vince wants to go on with the show because it's all about money. But I would think for me,
this isn't about money.
This is a hit. People don't realize Vince is taking a freaking big hit with this because he has no fans. So you figure they're getting nothing at the gates for this. They're holding it at the Performance Center. So like Jackie said, they're getting nothing.
There's no gate. There's no merch sales. There's no building fee, there's no parking, there's no food, it doesn't just trickle down just to the wrestling, it's the entire arena, the entire town. I mean it's like I've been to enough WrestleManias to know that it's just like it's our Super Bowl. You go to that town, the press conferences start a week before, the town is papered and draped in WrestleMania detail. They're having this event, that appearance, this, that charity. Look at all the independent wrestling companies that go down, that were planning to go into Tampa. The money is unfathomable. And now you're watching it for two nights for your $10 a month.
Yeah, and you can't beat that deal as well as far as, like Jackie said, watching it on, as well as on the WWE Network, and Jackie's been a long time. She's been on the show, and I'm glad we touched base and got the show going again. How are things going with you? And I know I've had a lot of wrestlers on. I know the indie scene has been hurt a lot from this virus, and everybody out there to the indie scene, you know, just keep, you know, plugging in these wrestlers, including Jackie. I know it's been rough on the indie scene too, Jackie. Am I right about that?
Well, of course, but I would rather have, okay, we hurt now, we save our money. We have plenty of time now to come up with storylines and ideas and make sure that everybody comes back. The important thing is that we don't want anybody to pass away from this. Unfortunately, it's happening. It's horrific. It shouldn't be happening. But I would rather stay the hell home and then, especially when it comes to the booking and the promoting, hey, guys, now you got the time. Guys and gals, you got the time. Come up with your ideas. Think everything in your head. Shout out to your talent. Let's run ideas, and then we come back stronger than ever. Just come back.
Yeah, and you know, once everybody gets out of the house, like Jackie brought up a good point too as well, everybody will come back. As soon as we can storm out, get out outside 100% like we can for a normal life, first thing we're going to do, I know fans are going to do, they're going to rush to a WWE show, AEW show, and an independent show. I mean, because it'll all be back. It's just this is tough times right now. But me and Jackie,
See, what I'm picturing is that we have all these events for these months that were canceled or they're postponed. And now they're going to all flip to the end of the year. But now there's already events set up for the end of the year. So, I mean, if you're, after this is all said and done, if you're staying home, it's because you want to stay home. There's going to be so many things going on.
Well, Jackie, too, like you said, too, the song's going to be, the song's going to be Still Sitting on My Booty. Oh, yeah, Still Sitting on My Booty. So. But there's the thing about it is, Jackie say the same thing. Let's all be happy. I know people on Facebook have been, talking about, you know, they should have canceled it. People are complaining, but we all know Jackie knows two wrestling fans. They can be brutal, but like I said, I just posted on Facebook too, Jackie. Just be thankful that you have WrestleMania and let's enjoy. And that's why we're here to pick every match for WrestleMania. So, Jackie, like we do all the time, you ready for some picks?
Absolutely.
All right, well, of course, we all know it's been a long time, but if you're looking at the all-time record, of course, Jackie's got me beat by a mile because she's always kicking my butt in these things. But I'm going to try to come back. You know, I'm going to make a revamp and try to come back and get the trophy back. So the first match, Jackie, my dear, is that we have Kevin Owens versus Seth freaking Rollins.
You see, I'm glad you're helping me with this because it's like I got so confused I really don't know the matches. Well, is the so-called Messiah going to have people ringside?
Well, Seth Rollins has his group,
like,
so,
I mean,
you know.
I mean, I really want to see Kevin Owens kick his ass, but Seth is really accomplished. But if Seth has all his cronies ringside, then I'm going to have to give the win to Seth.
Well, we all know, too, wrestling, that there's always a group out there trying to, of course, watching their wrestlers back that's in the ring. Chances are the guys are going to interfere. We know that. That's how it is in wrestling. That's a no-brainer in wrestling, which makes it, fun because it could be done different ways. But chances are you got guys out there helping you out. They're going to interfere. But sounds like to me Jackie's going to go with Seth Rollins. I'm going to say, to keep his momentum going, I'm going to say, because I think Kevin Owens really hasn't had a lot of big WrestleMania moments. Seth Rollins, he's had a lot of them over the years. I think Kevin Owens gets the win.
Oh, I want Kevin Owens. That's my plan. But if Seth's going to come out with his crew, then I think that's going to be the factor.
The factor.
Oh, yeah, I want Kevin Owens, too.
So we could kind of add more to this pick. So you're thinking if Seth Rollins has his guys out, Seth Rollins wins. But if they don't, then you think Kevin Owens has a chance of going with him. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Boom. There we go. Now, this next match, I think this should be a good match. We have a fatal five-way match with the SmackDown Women's Title. Of course, the current champion, Bayley. I'm loving the heel Bayley. I love the hairstyle. Bayley, I think Bayley was due for that new look, that upgrade. Bayley puts up her title against Lacey Evans, Naomi, Sasha Banks, and Tamina. Jackie, who you got?
Sasha.
Really?
Sasha's the boss. Sasha's going to turn on her. I'm telling you, Sasha, I'm going with Sasha for the turn, and Sasha will be the champion.
I
saw her last night in that blue cat suit with the rhinestones and the black boots and the hair. That bitch rocked. There is no way with that look. And that, she's already, you can even see with that little smirk. It's like, she's like, Bailey, bitch, it's boss time.
Sasha Banks, we all know, I think she's due to get the title back, but this is a tough one. Here I go again, fiddle fat on around with my picks.
Tamina's brute force. Bailey, I'm just going with because she's not going to expect Sasha to turn. I mean, basically every girl in there is a badass, but I really think it's going to be the turn, the swerve. And it's going to be Sasha.
You know what? People are going to say, "Damn, Ty, you crazy boy." I'm going to go for a dark horse pick right here. I'm going to say Lacey Evans gets the upset tonight and gets the belt. I'm going with Lacey Evans on this. I'm going for an upset tonight. Lacey Evans.
I like her too. I talk about sass. I like the Southern sass, definitely. Yeah, but I still think you're going to have that. Or Lacey's going to take it. Sasha's still going to turn. And then, they'll build up. Now they'll have the Sasha-Bailey feud.
Well, Well, I mean, dude, I mean, Sasha Banks and Bayley, they've been feuding for a long time, and I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe they will bring that feud back again. I mean, heading into the summer, you know, maybe towards like a SummerSlam kind of thing. But it's interesting because in this type of match, a Fatal 5-Way, there's so many scenarios. This can happen, that can happen, who's going to turn on who. And that's what makes it fun, and I'm actually interested in this match, see how this goes down. But Jackie is going to say she thinks Sasha Banks, she's going to be banking tonight. And she gets the title. Your boy's going to say Lacey Evans for the upset, you know, win tonight and gets the women's SmackDown title.
Okay.
And the next one is, of course, we have the returning John Cena versus the Fiend Bray Wyatt. And this is in a Firefly Funhouse match. I have no idea what that is.
Then I give it to the Fiend. It's his playing field. I mean, he is the perfect sociopath. You don't know what he's going to do. It's all Fiend.
The one thing I'm scared about, and I'm sure, I mean, I know everybody listening live to the show right now, thing as well, listening live to Between the Ropes Radio, WrestleMania Part 1 is tonight. Me and Jackie, we're doing the show all in one so we can chill and relax tomorrow and just lay back. But we're getting this all done tonight for this Saturday night because WrestleMania Part 2 happens tomorrow. But if you have any comments or questions, you want to pick with us for the show, 516-666-9868. And I think Bray Wyatt.
You know, we really need to put that number on Facebook.
I think it's up there.
Well, when you put up the post and you tag me in the post, no, I don't think it even say call in. Come on, Ty.
Sorry. Oopsie. I think what really upset me with Bray Wyatt is when they had him lose to Goldberg. I think that really kind of stalled his momentum, and I hope this doesn't happen tonight because if he loses. Well, true. That's true.
Goldberg loses respect, but you're right. I think Cena knows he needs to pass the torch, and since it is a Firefly fun house match, God, every time I see these things come up on WWE, I'm thinking to myself, I was like, what are the independents going to come up with? God, no.
Exactly. And I at first, when I was getting the notes together for the show, I had no idea, you know, what the match was. I thought it was a funky fly house match. I had no idea what it meant. But, yeah. So I'm going to say tonight, actually, me and Jackie will do his office. I'm agree. I say Bray Wyatt gets the win tonight over John Cena because, like I said, his house, his matches, his rules. So I say Bray Wyatt gets the win over John Cena tonight at WrestleMania 36. As we all know, again, it's happening tonight from the Performance Center. Originally, it was supposed to happen at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, but with the unfortunate events with the coronavirus, they had to move it to the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. But the show goes on, and Jackie, my dear, this match, this is the match, one of two matches. This is one I'm really digging. The Undertaker versus AJ Styles in a Boneyard match.
Even though AJ gave the stipulations, you're still playing in the Undertaker's territory, and it's the Undertaker. I mean, I mean, AJ, legit, no pun intended, is phenomenal, but I still got to give it to The Undertaker. That man looks like $1 million.
I mean, Taker.
Here and there, and I'm like, holy, wow. You know. I'm a big Taker fan, so it's going to be, I can't not, got to be Taker.
I have to say one thing. I really respect The Undertaker. Him, I mean, he's in his advanced years, but the guy, like Jackie said, the guy looks great. Taker, I think
Why
Taker wants.
Advanced
he,
years
he, yeah. Taker really.
Yeah.
Taker is really like looking for that next adrenaline rush. You know, gotten himself in shape. Taker looks great, but yeah, I'm going to agree with Jackie that I think Taker. He takes it tonight to AJ Styles. If it's tonight or tomorrow, I forgot all the order. You know how the match order is, could be tomorrow night or tonight, but whenever they wrestle, I agree with Jack. I think Taker takes out AJ Styles, and it sounds like a match that is all revolving around Taker. So I say Taker gets the night as well.
Yeah, even though AJ picked it, it's still But back to, I don't know what a boneyard match is. I don't know what a
I love AJ Styles, but him picking this match with Taker, he's picking his own pretty much ass, his own ass whooping. So, but it should be a great match. Both guys are phenomenal, like AJ, and Taker is phenomenal too. I call him a phenomenal dead man, which is, we all know, the Taker. This next match, this is the one. This next match, Jackie, is the one I so can't wait for. Both of these guys are awesome. Last man standing match, Edge versus Randy Orton. This is the one I can't wait for.
Last man standing, I think neither one of them is going to be able to answer the count. I think they're going to beat the living hell out of each other, and neither one will answer the count. Ta-da.
Mm.
I'm saying a tie.
Jackie's going with a tie. Last man standing match.
Like, neither one's
going to
be able to answer the call. They're going to... It's so much twisted vengeance out of this. There's no way. No way.
I'm going to say, I know everybody's going to say, Todd, you're disagreeing. I think this is going to be a ongoing summer feud between these two guys. So I think tonight Edge gets the win, and I think these guys just beat the hell out of each other all summer long. I say tonight, because this is his first WrestleMania match in so long. I say Edge tonight, and plus for his wife, Beth Phoenix, Edge just kicks the crap out of Randy Orton. But Randy Orton, I think, will get him back at some point. I say Edge gets it. He gets the win. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but I say
now,
Edge gets the win.
So now, okay. I get your reasoning with, if it doesn't, that they don't get the answer. But what is the stop if there's a double count out? I guess it would still be called a count out. If they both can't make the count of 10, what's the stop for being like, hey, we never finished this. We still don't know who's the better man. So why can't you even feud from that angle?
Well, exactly. That's the point I was saying. I said that they like. Well, that's true, too, and that's a good point. That's kind of like how in WrestleMania, remember WrestleMania 13 when Stone Cold got busted open. Stone Cold, never remember, he said he never gave up to Bret Hart. He just quit. You know, he just passed out. We all remember that. And that was the double reverse face heel turn, which to me is still one of my favorite WrestleMania matches between Stone Cold and Bret Hart back at WrestleMania 13. But Jackie is making good points, too. Oh, none of us never gave up. You know, we never made the count. It's been, like we said, Jackie, so many fun scenarios that we can look at. I mean, these guys both beat the crap out of each other. Nobody ever said nothing. They just lay in the middle of the ring, referees looking down at them. And like I was saying, Edge wins, but Randy Orton's like, oh, no, I'm the Viper. I'll bite you back towards, like, SummerSlam or something. So it's different ways to look at it.
No, definitely.
Of course, this belt, we have an Intercontinental title match. The current champion, Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan.
Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan?
Yes, I saw it today.
Okay, but back to, is Cesaro and Shinsuke going to be out there?
Correct, yes.
So I have to say Sami Zayn because they're going to cheat and they're going to give Sami the win. Because back to, I eventually think down the road that the combination of Shinsuke, Sami, and Cesaro are going to fall apart, and there's going to be a triple threat for Sami Zayn's title.
That's actually good too. My thing is too, this pick, Daniel Bryan. You look at Daniel Bryan, phenomenal talent. Like, how much can his body hold up? I mean, is he going to take time off? You know, from just being like full stream ever since, you know, till he came back, you know, from the previous time. But I mean, that's the thing about Daniel Bryan. How long is he going to go to a part-time schedule? And I'm sure he's primed for this match. But I have to agree with Jack.
Unfortunately, Sami Zayn's underrated. But
I think this match. I think both guys are great wrestlers. I mean, but like I said, Cesaro, Shinsuke Nakamura being out there, Sami Zayn gets the win. I mean, I'm sure fans will be pissed, but there's no fans in the building. So Wash is really better. And Sami Zayn, I'll agree with Jackie on this, retains the Intercontinental title against Daniel Bryan. Of course, Jackie, we have NXT. Of course, NXT shining in WrestleMania. We have the NXT Women's title match, of course. We have Rhea Ripley against Charlotte Flair.
Rhea. She is so badass, so tough. Her matches, her style, her look, it's like she's not worried about being the queen and being all pretty. She's going to get down and dirty. I say a Rhea retains her title.
I'm going to agree that she retains the title too against Charlotte. We all know Charlotte, her accolades are through the roof, but I think NXT
her look blows me away. I mean, it's like you look at it, it's like, wow, with the side shaves and the slicked back and the spikes and I'm like, wow, this girl looks badass. And it's like, I mean, like and she rocks it. I mean, it's just such an amazing look. I mean, like, I don't know many women that can go out there and pull that look off. I mean, she looks incredible. I just love the whole badass vibe that she just brings to the table.
I do think, and I'm going to agree with this pick, that Charlotte Flair, she wants to add multiple titles to her resume, which we all know she has, but tonight, I think Rhea tonight is too much for Charlotte Flair. I say Rhea as well. She retains her NXT Women's title against Charlotte Flair tonight or tomorrow at WrestleMania 36. Another women's title match, but we have the current Raw Women's title, the man Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler.
Oh, God. The last kicker and a MMA fighter. Oh, this one, I knew this one was going to come, and I knew I would be just...
Had to do it.
I know. This is... I like Becky. But can Becky... Well, Becky did beat Ronda. Oh, gosh. I mean, toughness wise, and the little twisted mind. I got to go with Baszler.
I don't know what's going on tonight. Like this is, man. Me and Jack are actually agreeing. We've had a couple of matches on the show tonight. We agreed on. I'm going to say Becky Lynch goes down to Baszler. I think she's tired of playing around. I know it's a couple times. I really think Baszler goes into WrestleMania primed and ready. She's like, enough's enough. I know Becky Lynch got her other night with her steel chair, and that probably pissed off Baszler more. You know, for the current events that's going on for WrestleMania 36. So we see a new champion. I think the man Becky Lynch goes down to Mania. And the new era of Baszler goes. It starts.
Yeah, she's.
Baszler and
Rhea. I wouldn't want to run into them in a dark alley. No.
Oh no 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 not me at all. I totally agree with that. Now we have. These next two matches are for the big ones, of course. I'm gonna start off first. We have the WWE Universal title match, of course, Goldberg, who was originally supposed to wrestle Roman Reigns, but unfortunately Roman Reigns did not participate in Mania.
Very smart.
Because, yeah. So, Roman Reigns.
He compromised.
Yeah. Roman said, Roman's had enough Mania moments, so he said he's going to sit this one out. So, substituting for Roman Reigns is Braun Strowman. Jackie, who you got for this?
They got to give it to Braun. I mean, he's been sitting. I mean, it's like, I mean, he had the taste of the Intercontinental title. What did he have it for, a hiccup and then drop the? No, they got to give it to Braun. I like Goldberg, but they got to give it to Braun. I would like to see Goldberg spear a tree.
Yeah, that would be rough. But I think that, and like you said, and Jackie, you're absolutely right. If Braun Strowman doesn't get the title, then if he doesn't win, then he's going to be probably thinking to himself, Braun Strowman's like, well, I couldn't beat Goldberg. I've had all these chances. then what's next? What do I do now? But I think tonight, for some reason why, I think Goldberg, I think he keeps the belt tonight or tomorrow.
I want to say Braun's going to get that title, and it's going to be Roman going, you know, I gave you the match. You owe me one.
That could be – Jackie, that's a really cool scenario too as well. Once the big dog comes back and these guys may feud over again. But I think maybe why Goldberg may win, because we never got to see Goldberg against Roman Reigns, so they may hold off that until SummerSlam. It's a lot of things you can pick and poke at too as far as this WrestleMania 36 card goes down, if you could say. The last match of the night, and I know Jackie's going to be like, barf, and this is for the WWE title. My boy, the Beast, Brock Lesnar. My boy, Brock Lesnar, goes up against the 2020 Royal Rumble winner. I like him too, Drew McIntyre. Jackie, this is the big one. Who you got?
You know who I'm picking. I mean, it's one, I'm picking Drew because, oh my God, he's hot. he I think he officially makes me a cougar. I mean, that guy, that boy is hot. I mean, all he has to do is talk. But oh, I God, please somebody take out Brock Lesnar.
We got cool Jackie all over here.
Exactly. I can at least staying at home, I can just jump in the shower when this is over. Ladies, even if you're not a wrestling fan, you might just want to like Google like Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns. Hey, there's a few.
I think this match is kind of like Hogan and Andre, two big studs and two powerhouses. This every time I look at them face, when I looked at them how they went face to face, I immediately saw Hogan and Andre from WrestleMania 3. And I know Jackie's gonna say, "Dude, I'm done with you. You suck." I say Brock Lesnar retains the belt. I'm going with my boy Brock to retain the belt. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like,
I know I suck.
Yeah, be like, no, you don't suck, but you know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the picks me and my girl Jackie Destiny had for WrestleMania 36. This is it, pretty much, for the Between the Ropes Radio. Well, there was more matches, but I mean, I couldn't film in all in one show.
Oh,
okay.
I was looking. I'm like, wait a minute.
It's a lot of matches. So. It's a lot of matches. So if you want to hit up me and Jackie on our Facebooks, maybe we can talk after the show. But yeah, it kind of couldn't fit every match in every show. I took the most important match. Every match is important, but I had to take some, and you know, I had to do what I had to do. So, but
I'm like, wait a minute, there's something missing.
Yeah, there's definitely more matches. So your boy Ty Asbury apologizes for that. But the biggest thing of all that, hopefully you enjoyed Between the Ropes Radio with me and my girl making her pay-per-view pick show return, of course, the one and only Jackie Destiny and Jen Jackie. Like I said, I'm glad you're on the show tonight. I missed you. We got to do more of these. It's, you know, SummerSlam's the next big one, but when you're on the show, it's like heaven. It's a positive show when you're on.
Well, that's a good thing. And though you like Brock, I still like you, Ty.
I know. She'll sass me once we wrap up the show. She'll get me for that. But the biggest thing of all for everybody is to be safe out there. You know, just don't go near each other, quarantine, enjoy WrestleMania tonight, 7 o'clock on the network, and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on the network and pay-per-view, WWE WrestleMania 36. Will be taking place from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. My guest was my pay-per-view co-host,
Destiny.
Jackie Destiny. Destiny! And then Jackie, let's do this again.
Absolutely.
I love you. Enjoy WrestleMania.
Love you too. Everyone stay safe out there.
Stay safe, everybody. It's your boy, Ty Asbury. I'm out of here. Peace. Oh, WrestleMania 36. Enjoy it. God bless.
Enjoy.
I'm out of here. Ropes Radio. Yeah. Yeah. Let's take this between the ropes. The
best podcast. I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear the break is over. We in the culture for all.